What is up, diehards? Wes Monell here. Mr. Wes is in the building for A Wall Sports. Happy Monday. Here's what went down over the weekend in the NBA. On Saturday, Golden State, simply on a mission, 112-95 in Brooklyn. Not only do they send the Nets to their 16th straight L, the Dubs are the first team to clinch a playoff spot with a record of 49-9, the earliest to do so in NBA history. The Nets have the reciprocal record of 9-49. In the contest, Kevin Durant takes another rest day, but 51 from the Splash Brothers. Good effort from the Nets as three players notch a double-double with points and rebounds. That's Rondé Hollis-Jefferson, Sean Kilpatrick, and Trevor Booker. By the way, the Warriors expected to sign veteran point guard Jose Calderon once released by the Lakers. Wild West shootout, 142-130. Houston, they just have too much firepower these days. They win at Minnesota, 8 Rockets in double digits. The difference in the game, they drill 22 three-pointers. The T-Wolves only hit 9 from downtown. James Harden, 24-10 dimes. Karl Anthony Towns, balling out of control for 37, to go with 22 rebounds. Andrew Wiggins drops 30. Ricky Rubio, 14 with 11 helpers. Gorgie Dang, a big man's double-double. But like I said, Houston with too much firepower. Bulls beat the Cavs for the third time this season. Fourth win in a row overall, 117-99. Jimmy G. Butler gets buckets, messes around, and gets a triple-double. Dwayne Wade, one rebound shy of one of his own. Nico Mirotic with another good game. He double-doubles. LeBron James out sick. Kyrie Irving on his own in this one with 34-9-7. And by the way, you know the Cavs, they will sign Deron Williams today. You can add Andrew Bogut to that list as well, as we see the top two teams adding depth to their rosters for their expected long playoff runs and eventual clash in the finals. Carmelo Anthony sinks a game winner. The Knicks snatch one from the 76ers, 110-109. Melo lights it up for 37 on the night, 18 from Derrick Rose. Robert Covington quickly becoming a box filler for the Sixers. He, along with Dario Saric and Jahlil Okafor, own the glass, 35 rebounds by that front court. Okafor scores 28. Covington gets 20. Miami still playing as good as anyone in the East, 113-95. They party at home over the Pacers. If you want to call their top players a big three, Deion Waiters, Goran Dragic, and Hassan Whiteside put up 65 points. 96-83, the Mavericks kick off their weekend on the right foot by beating the Pelicans. 19 for Harrison Barnes, also 3 steals. Dirk Nowitzki, 18-9. Nerlens Noel in his debut with the Mavericks posts 9 points and 10 rebounds. On the flip side, Anthony Davis unleashed. 37 points, 14 rebounds, double-double from DeMarcus Cousins, and another good game from Jrue Holiday, but another loss for the Pels. Orlando easily handles Atlanta, 105-86. Terrence Ross dons a New Jersey for a game-high 24. Elfrid Payton, 15 points, 9 dishes. Aaron Gordon and Dwight Howard hustle for double-doubles for their respective teams. Yet, a simple win for the Magic. The Hornets snap out of their funk in Sacramento, 99-85. Frank Kaminsky continues to break out with another double-double. Then to recap the Sunday slate of games. The Jazz 102-92 over the Wizards for a 3-game winning streak. Gordon Hayward scoring in bunches lately, leading the way with 30 in this one. Rudy Gobert, a monster inside, 15 points. The Tower also palms 20 rebounds. John Wall, smooth control of the offense, 23 and 11 assists. The Celtics doing work at Detroit, 104-98 the final. Rookie Jaylen Brown gets the go-ahead 3 to fall. Isaiah Thomas, the little big man in charge, 33 points. That's 40-something games in a row with at least 20 points. He is one of the hottest players in basketball. Another being Russell Westbrook. Where does he find the energy? He records his 29th triple-double of the season, third straight dub for the Thunder, 118 to the Pelicans, 110. Anthony Davis, as consistently great as an all-pro can be, with 38 points. Unfortunately for New Orleans, that's the third consecutive loss. The Clippers hold off the Hornets 124-121 in overtime, forced by a pair of Kemba Walker free throws. It's Blake Griffin, though. He goes off for 43 points, 10 boards. CP3 back to doing what he does best, 15 points, 17 dimes. The Spurs roll the Lakers 119-98, four consecutive wins against four consecutive losses for the purple and gold. Kawhi Leonard leads with a game-high 25. Brandon Ingram breaks out a little bit, career-high 22 for the Rook. The Grizzlies pounce on the Nuggets with a 37-point fourth quarter. For the 105-98 victory, Mike Conley, Marc Gasol, the tag team getting it done, 54 points on the road. Zach Randolph contributes 20 off the pine. Not enough from Denver. Danilo Gallinari does most of his damage at the charity stripe for 24 points. Nikola Jokic orders a number one from In-N-Out. Yes, that's a double-double. The Raptors get the better of the Blazers, 112-106. Jusuf Nurkić loses two teeth north of the border, but on the very next play, he attacks for a floater and the foul. Some Bleacher Reporter calls him toothless and ruthless. It was a scoring duel between the guards, though. DeMar DeRozan's 33 to Damian Lillard's 28. Serge Ibaka double-doubles. The Raptors without Kyle Lowry again, but they clinch their third straight W. 100-96, the Bucks edge the Suns. Giannis Antetokounmpo still balling, 28-8-6. Three of his teammates off the bench score in double figures, Greg Monroe, Michael Beasley, and Malcolm Brogdon. On the losing end, it's TJ Warren who gets 23 for Phoenix on 11 of 14 shooting. Efficiency. As for some news, Knicks big man Joakim Noah out for the rest of the season. He will undergo arthroscopic knee surgery. Joel Embiid of the 76ers out indefinitely with knee swelling. He's getting an MRI today. Back to the Knicks. They just released guard Brandon Jennings. His former coach in Detroit, Stan Van Gundy, spoke to his agent and discovered that BJ is going to sign with the Hornets. From the court to the grid, the Arizona Cardinals will franchise tag DN Chandler Jones. The rival Rams are likely to do the same with cornerback Trumaine Johnson. The other LA team, the Chargers, are expected to do the same with outside linebacker Melvin Ingram. The Chiefs looking to tag Eric Berry, the all-pro safety that is a cancer survivor. But Berry has threatened to hold out the entire season if they do tag him for a second year in a row. That financial situation hints at Kansas City allowing D lineman Don Terry Poe to hit free agency. And let me tell you, it would not take long for him to find a starting role elsewhere if they can't hold on to him. The Carolina Panthers make Kawhan Short, all-pro D-tackle, a priority. He gets franchise tagged. The Bears reportedly will not franchise tag Alshon Jeffrey. The wide receiver is as good as gone. The Dolphins wanted to prioritize keeping receiver Kenny Stills, but realistically, he's the third guy behind Jarvis Landry and Devontae Parker. Stills is getting offers elsewhere from several teams for around a dozen mil per year. Bye-bye, South Beach. And the Jets are trying to trade D-lineman Sheldon Richardson, as it always seems. They're either trying to trade him or Muhammad Wilkerson. But this time around, it's Richardson, the guy that's on the block. And Pittsburgh, them, along with Antonio Brown, they've been talking lengthy negotiations, expected to ink a contract extension before March 9th, which is when the new year officially begins in the NFL. That'll do it for this update, diehards. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Have a great Monday. Diehards, I'm out. I'll see you tomorrow.